Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Seasons, The Beautiful Transition by Silas Toney is a poetic exploration of the transformative power of nature's cycles. Through the metaphor of the seasons, Silas offers readers a unique journey, guiding them to discover the beauty and wisdom in life's transition as he captures the essence of change and how it shapes our lives. Born in Sumter, South Carolina, Silas is no stranger to the ebb and flow of life's experiences. The youngest of nine children, he was not initially drawn to books. As a child, he wondered about the magic of writing, how authors could craft so many words and what gave them their weight. Well, many years later, Silas not only found his voice, but also began pondering the weight of his words in a deeply personal way. Silas is also an accomplished photographer, spoken word artist. He was awarded a Certificate of Artistic Achievement for his participation in the Luxembourg Art Prize in 2022 and 2023, one of the most prestigious international art contests in the world. Seasons, The Beautiful Transition has been praised for its lyrical grace and spiritual depth. And author Silas Toney is back with us on This Week in America. Silas, welcome to the program. A great pleasure to have you back with us today.
Likewise, Rick, it's great to be back. I'm excited about the conversation we're about to have. Thank you.
I am too. And I saw that you were back talking about it. It's like we have to have Silas on to talk about this book again. It's really so meaningful as we go through the different seasons. It's almost biblical, isn't it? To every thing, there is a season.
Absolutely. And that is the scripture I drew from as I was crafting the book. Absolutely. There's a time and a season for everything under the sun.
Well, and we'll go through that as we have a conversation today, how everything really revolves around seasons and ebbs and tides, and you capture that so well in your book, Seasons, The Beautiful Transition. What inspired you to write this book? What were you thinking as you decided, now's the time, I'm going to write this book?
Well, yeah, great question, Rick. So my inspiration came from what I was experiencing at the time. I enjoy the seasons. I love the changing of the seasons. And early on, I recognized that each season has something beautiful to offer. And that's true of the seasons of life. They too have each something beautiful to offer. And it was just to remind myself and to help remind others that everything is made beautiful in its time, in nature as well as in our lives. It's like if a photographer captures a beautiful sunset, when they share that photograph, they're hoping that the viewers feel some of what they felt when they captured it. So it's the same thing with this book. I was experiencing these beautiful moments, and I just wanted to share it.
You know, it's interesting. Were you surprised at the reaction you're getting? Because people like me read it, they think about it, and it's like, boy, this is really impactful. This really says a lot about life. And rather than try to get through a season quickly, we should stop and embrace it, shouldn't we?
Absolutely. And it really is. It's surprising, but it is really what I hoped for, what I prayed for when I was writing the book. The responses I'm getting, the feedback is causing people to rethink, to reflect, and to really, you know, accept the fact that change is one of the constant things in our lives, and how we handle it really matters. And seasons, again, this too shall pass. They don't last forever. So whatever season a person may be in, for them to understand that this, enjoy it, you know, there's joy to be found in it, but realizing that it too shall pass.
The book is Seasons, The Beautiful Transition by Silas Toney. That's S-I-L-A-S-T-O-N-E-Y. Important, because that's his website, silastoney.com. That website, by the way, a link to it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You just go there and click it on, get directly to Silas's website. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. As you wrote the book, Seasons, The Beautiful Transition, what audience did you have in mind? Who were you gearing this for?
Yeah, the book was written to anyone specifically, those times that challenge us, anyone facing loss, growth, because you know, growth, when we're growing, we get stretched and that can be uncomfortable as well. Someone needing rest or renewal. And I hope that each poem seeks to comfort, to bring comfort, clarity, and courage to the reader.
Yeah, I say, who was it designed for? And usually a book has a demographic thereafter. This is a book for everybody, isn't it? Whether you're a young person, middle-aged person, an older person going through the various seasons and stages of life. This really applies to all of us, maybe in different ways, but it applies to all of us.
You're right. It was really hard to narrow down a demographic because it really, it's life, and we all go through seasons in life. So it really can speak to everyone from 2 to 92, depending on where they are in their life.
What do you want readers to take away from reading Seasons, The Beautiful Transition? What do you hope when it's over with, they enjoy it, the pictures are beautiful, we'll talk about that here in a second, but what do you hope the takeaway is, the long-lasting takeaway after reading Seasons?
Well, my hope is that hope renewed will be found, that each reader will understand the importance of each season and how they shape our lives, and that also that each person is a gift to the world and that no one is a mistake. Our hard times can cause us to question that sometimes, but we're here intentionally by a God who loves us. And though we have tough seasons, they don't last forever.
They will pass. And the book is Seasons, The Beautiful Transition. What's your favorite season? What is there one that you like above all else?
Yes. fall is my
fall's nice.
Favorite season. I love when it begins to approach. Hopefully now in a month or so, we'll be approaching fall. Here in North Carolina, it's extremely hot.
Yes.
We have hot summers full of humidity. So longing for the fall, there's a calm, a stillness that's, in my opinion, that just falls and rests on the earth during this time. And it just causes for a time of reflection. I think gratitude nationally begins to raise a little higher around as fall approaches. We get prepared for those holidays, you know, the family gatherings, the gift giving, and just really reflecting on the last year, the cool temperatures, the beautiful colors. These leaves are really, they're just dying, but they release such beauty in that process. So even sometimes in death, there's beauty that can be released. We have memories. We have times that we can reflect on, and those things can really help carry us through. And it is a beautiful transition between summer and winter. Can you imagine going directly from summer to winter with no cool down? And it's a beautiful transition.
That would be drastic, wouldn't it? Going from 90 degrees to shoveling snow in a couple of days and clearing out the driveway and getting the parka out. So, yeah, we have that nice transition there. What is your connection to the story? Why did this resonate so much with you when you were thinking about putting this book, this compilation of poems together?
I think in 2016, it was a difficult time for me financially. And I guess as I was coming out of that, I was reflecting back on that time. And although it was difficult, it was a difficult season, in my life, but yet I found beauty in it, you know, through friends and family, those who gathered around me, my church family. There was still so much beauty during that stressful time. And that was 2016. And so I began writing this in 2019, reflecting back on the beauty that was found during that tough season. And the season didn't last forever. It didn't last forever. So, yeah, so that was, that's how I personally connect with it.
How did you come up with the idea? When did this really sink in that, you know, life is like the seasons we go through? And then you laid this out so well. Had that been in your mind for a while, or was that something when you're in this contemplative state there that you're thinking about?
I think I had recognized, really paid attention to the changes in the beautiful season and the things that I like about each seasons and the things that I didn't like. So when I began writing Seasons, the Beautiful Beautiful Transition, it was easy to make that connection. For instance, going into fall here pretty soon, when the fall begins to approach, and this always happens during each season when they're approaching and one is ending, you get almost a taste of fall. You have a cool couple of days.
Yes.
And then it'll get hot again, and then a cool couple of days.
Yep.
And during that time, I often wondered, like, what is going on with the seasons? What are they doing? What wisdom is summer trying to pass on the fall? You know, what exchange? There's some exchange that must be happening. And those thoughts, really what crafted how I wrote Seasons, the Beautiful Transition. I wanted to almost bring the seasons to life and to show that they too were excited about showing up and sad about leaving.
Yes. In the book, you talk about the seasons, and there's this essence of change that the seasons go through. It's a lot like our lives, isn't it? We go through different changes that prepares us for the ups and downs of what we deal with on a daily basis.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. I think they perfectly mirror what we experience as human beings in the and change. Again, as I said earlier, change is constant. We're going to deal with change, and learning how to deal with it can really help us get through those drastic changes that we're sometimes faced with. So the season definitely reflect that and help us. It helped me better understand dealing with changes in my life.
Gratitude is something else that comes out in your book, Seasons, the Beautiful Transition. Talk about that gratitude, even winter, which I really don't like. After I'm reading and reflecting with your poetry on winter seasons, it's like I need to have some gratitude because there's something special that goes into this time of year as well.
Absolutely. Gratitude is so important. It really changes our perspective and get our focus locked in on the correct things, on the positive things. And when we begin to give thanks, something beautiful happens. We find more things to be thankful for, right? And we begin to highlight those things, right? Right in the midst of turmoil and trouble, we can be thankful. We can be thankful. We don't give thanks for everything, but we can give thanks in everything. Because whatever is, no matter what's going on in our lives, we can find something while that thing is going on to give thanks for. And I think that is just such an important part of growth, our peace. It's necessary to keep going.
When we see what's the intentional design of the seasons, it really brings to life this wonderful gift of life, doesn't it?
It does. It perfectly mirrors our life. Think of a newborn, spring, you know, newborn to young adult. Our the spring of our lives, all this newness. We are discovering ourselves, learning who we are. And it just mirrors our existence.
Yes.
And it does. It mirrors our existence, and it helps. It can help us understand the seasons that we will more definitely go through. And it just helps us deal with not so good times, with sad times, you know, difficult times. It just helps us deal with them so much better. And it helps us enjoy those good times, to really, really enjoy the fruits of our labor.
Yes, embrace the good times, the good seasons that we go through. How long did it take you to write this?
I think I wrote it over the course of about 8 months to a year. About 8 months to a year.
Yes.
Yeah, to capture, because I wrote it as the seasons were changing, as the season was happening. I wrote each season, that connection between the previous season and the coming season. So about 8 months to a year.
To put it together, the book is Seasons, The Beautiful Transition by Silas Toney, our guest on the program. That's T-O-N-E-Y. His website is silastoney.com. Let's talk a little bit about when you put this together. I mentioned before that you were impressed, even though you weren't into books that much, with writers and the weight of the words and choosing the right words. You've grasped a hold of that yourself as well. Talk about that, the weight of the words. And I assume when you write something, you go back and you want to make sure that you are doing it as graphically as possible, as succinctly as possible. Talk about the weight of words, what that means to you, and how important that is, that each word has to really be building upon that storyline.
Absolutely. And I think because we don't understand the weight of words, we can really use them the wrong way.
Yes.
We can use them to build people up or tear them down. And I think really grasping the weight of what we're saying, that words are powerful. Everything that we see was created by words. And because we are created in the image of God, we have that creative power as well. And so we have to be so very careful. Like if I'm correcting my child, how I correct them can really break their spirit, or it can cause them to thrive. And how we speak to our children, most importantly, can teach them how to deal with other people. The word love, for instance, which is misused, I think, and overused. We love everything now. You know, we love ice cream. We love cars. We love trees. We just use the word. We don't understand the weight of it. It's a weighty word. When you use that word love, it should really mean something. It should really mean love doesn't always say yes. Love even confronts, right?
Yes.
Love, it confronts things. It doesn't say yes to everything. And so we have to understand how weighty that word is. If I say to someone I love them and I don't really mean it, but they really believe it, you see what can happen in a situation like that.
Sometimes, isn't it sort of laziness on our part? I will say that. I will go, I love talking to you. Well, I don't love it. I do. But some people, you know, I say that, and it's like in the back of my head, no, you don't. You enjoy it, but you don't necessarily love it. But love is, and I'll write that sometimes, and rather than look for another word, I'll just leave love in because everybody uses it. And I don't mean to be picking on love, but there's so many words like that that we sort of indiscriminately throw around, don't we?
Absolutely. A friend, I mean, we have to understand that that's also another weighty word. Not everyone is friend. You know, we get these friend requests on Facebook. You've never met the person, or you've seen them but never really greeted them one-on-one, and you get a friend request, what do you do? I mean, I think about that a lot when I get friend requests from people. I mean, we have access to each other physically, but we've never really met or greeted each other. And I wonder, well, should I even, you know, should I respond to this friend request?
Yes.
I'm sure it would be innocent, but still understanding and learning the weight of words, you know, you question yourself more often than you used to.
Yeah, something comes up and you say, oh yeah, we're friends. And then that voice in the back of my head again is saying, you met somebody in 2012, one time. I wouldn't call it a friend. So you think, okay, acquaintance, that may be the word that goes in there. But we get,
yes,
rather than look for something else, I do that all the time with friend. That's really a level that most people I come in contact with, I don't get to the friend level. Acquaintance, that's fine. But I don't get to the level where there's actual friendship there. So words are so important, and that's why I think what you've done with Seasons, the beautiful transition, is so important, is you have the right word. It's very descriptive. It says to all of us what exactly your meaning is, and that's why this book is so powerful, and the pictures along with it as well. Talk about that. You're an acclaimed photographer, so this is something that sort of second nature to you, isn't it, trying to take pictures?
It really is. Also, I'm retired from the military. I was a combat photographer, and that's really where I learned photography, in the United States Army. And I traveled quite a bit, you know, documenting the Army's story.
Oh, yes, interesting.
Trying to help tell their story. But yeah, when I was writing this book, I think it was, yeah, when I after I wrote Seasons, the fall, I had this strong desire to go and find photographs that matched the words. And so I took a day trip to Chimney Rock, North Carolina, which is about 4 hours from where I lived. And it was during the fall season. And I had such a great time capturing images, you know, in the element, really in a mountainous area where leaves, the colorful leaves, cool weather, and just people enjoying, you know, like hot chocolate, apple cider. It was an amazing time. And I often try to mirror photographs with words. And sometimes the photograph will come first, and sometimes the words will. In this case, the words to Seasons, the Beautiful Transition came first. And I looked at each season and I tried to mirror photographs to help the viewer really hone in and see,
yes,
and capture what I was trying to say. Yeah.
The pictures complement the text, the poetic words that you have in Seasons, the Beautiful Transition. Time is going by so quickly. It always does when my good friend, I love him, Silas Tony, with us on the program today. Okay, he's an acquaintance, and I enjoy this conversation. There, we got the right words at. Talk a little bit about where you like to write. Do you have one of those, you talk to writers sometimes, like, I'm really my best when it's midnight and I'm alone in my office, or I write when I'm in the car, I have thoughts and I dictate. Do you have a special place you like to go to write, to really be reflective?
Yeah, my room now, and it's normally late evening and early morning. Normally, when I wake up, I have this one poem. It's called Morning.
Oh, yes, and yes, I love that.
I got up that morning, I went outside, and it was like the poem was waiting for me. It's like I stepped into the poem. I'll share it with you. It's called Morning. A spring shower fell late last night. Its rhythm lulled me to sleep. Hours pass while in the deep, stars, galaxies, supernovas fly by. As I creep, I peeped, and there was morning. She was cool, full, lush. I smiled like a schoolboy catching the eye of his first crush. I blushed uncontrollably.
I really enjoy that. And that is, if I'm correct, like the feature poem on your blog site. If you go to silastoney.com, you'll see a blog there, and you'll get inspiration like Silas was just talking about with his poem, A Morning. Are there times when the words just come to you? It's not like you've got to take 3 or 4 weeks and go back and forth and try to refine it. Were the ideas, you were so moved by mourning and what you were experiencing, that basically the words just come to you?
Right. Yeah. Like that was one of those. Like it had actually rained the night before, and I fell asleep to the rain. So I woke up the next morning, as I normally do. I just go outside and just, you know, enjoy the cool morning. And it was like the poem, what I was seeing, the poem, the mood. It was like the poem was just waiting for me. I stepped into it. So as I was outside, the words just came. And so I went back inside and I started writing. So most of my poems, they come to me like that. I get triggered by something in nature or a word or a phrase that I hear, and I'm off to the races.
And you better write it down when you're thinking about it, because if you're thinking,
absolutely,
yeah, I can remember this till I get home and I'll write it down. At least for me, that never works. You need to write it down at when you're thinking about it, or it's gone forever. We're out of time again. This time always goes by quickly. What do you hope the reader takes away in reading Seasons? What do you hope is sort of the lasting impression of Seasons, the beautiful transition on the reader? What do you hope that the takeaway is, permanent one?
Permanently, I hope the reader really begins, one, to enjoy life, to enjoy the season that they're in, right?
Yes.
Understanding that it too shall pass, and try to learn as much from the season they're in. And also very, very important to be able to let go of certain things that will do them no good as they step into a new season. Be able to let go. And sometimes that even means some people, some friendship, because sometimes people come into our lives only for a season. And if we try to hold on to them too long, it can really hinder us in the new season that we're entering in. So just hope. I hope it renews hope for the reader. I hope it causes them to reflect, to be grateful, to be thankful.
You know, so often we can get overwhelmed by life and what we go through in life. If we break it down into seasons, which is the way this was all set up, we've got the four seasons we go through, it's more manageable. It's like you said, this season will end and another one will begin. You just need to write it out. And it does give you a different perspective. Since we talked the last time, and I don't like winter, but I was able to bear winter because of what you said and the beautiful way you described it in Seasons, the beautiful transition. Of course, I live in Florida, so that helped a little bit with the transition during winter. But it was still helpful because it makes you put things in a different perspective, which you've been able to do. What are you working on now? What's next? And if we go to his website, the blog each day, we'll find out little snippets of what Silas is working on. Working on another book, another compilation?
I am working on another compilation. And fitting, I think, the title is Perspective, the Weight of a Word.
Yes.
So it'll be filled with more poems, but yeah, Perspective, the Weight of a Word.
Well, I look forward to that, and we can follow the progress of that and when it's available by going to Silas's website again, SilasToney.com. This book available wherever books are sold, Seasons, the Beautiful Transition. You can get a link directly to Silas's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to thank auctorumhouse.com for arranging our conversation today with Silas to talk about the book, Auctorum House, Powering, Empowering Authors, Crafting Excellence, Your Ideal Partner in the Journey Towards Literary Success. And I thank them for arranging this. Silas, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Continued success with all of your writing, and we'll look forward to having you back again.
Absolutely. Just let me know when. Thank you again, Rick.
It is our pleasure. Silas Tony, the author of this book, is Seasons, The Beautiful Transition. You'll find it wherever books are sold. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.